210 now on WTOP. He was one of Hollywood's highest paid actors when there weren't really leading roles for black men. And one of those roles in Lilies of the Field earned him an Academy Award. Today we've learned Sidney Poitier has died at the age of 94. He's had so many great films. Here he is in A Raisin in the Sun.
All I want is to be able to stand in front of my boy, like my father never was able to do to me, and tell him that he'll be somebody in this world besides a servant and a chauffeur.
Let's talk about his legacy with WTOP Entertainment reporter Jason Fraley, who joins us live. Hey, Jason, when did critics and audiences really first take notice of Poitier?
Yeah, well, I mean, he really burst on the scene in 1958 with The Defiant Ones, the Stanley Kramer social change movie, where he was chained to Tony Curtis as a pair of escaped convicts, one black and one white, got his first Oscar nomination for that. And that really was a social change moment. And then, of course, the clip you just played, A Raisin in the Sun, in 61, Walter Lee Younger across Ruby Dee, this poor Chicago family trying to make it. I mean, those two roles themselves would be enough for most people. But then, again, in 63, Lilies of the Field. He's helping those nuns build that chapel, singing amen. And then he becomes the first black man to win Best Actor Oscar for that. Of course, we know Hattie McDaniel had won Supporting Actress for Gone with the Wind years earlier. But this was the big one. You know, being an actual best leading actor was a huge deal for a black actor.
Then came 1967, three iconic roles.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to beat a trilogy in a year. I mean, I don't know if anyone else has ever matched it, because you got To Sir With Love, his beloved schoolteacher, and then that same year he does In the Heat of the Night, the famous line when they say, what do they call you, Virgil? That's a weird name. And he says, they call me Mr. Tibbs. Of course, this other famous scene, he's slapped in a greenhouse by this white man, probably a plantation owner in olden times. He slaps him, and then Sidney Poitier just slaps him, backhands him right back. And it really was a moment. People sat up in theaters at the time and said, wow, we're here to stay. And then also the third role that year, guess who's coming to dinner, tackled interracial marriage way ahead of its time. Stanley Kramer directing again. My favorite scene in that was when he's talking to his father's character, and he says, you and your whole lousy generation believes the way it was for you is the way it's gotta be, and not until your whole generation has laid down and died will the dead weight of you be off our backs. I mean, it is a powerful moment. I mean, in hindsight, some people maybe point to it as, you know, maybe it's a little outdated or regressive in, you know, race relations, but you got to put yourself in the mindset in 67, that was way ahead of its time.
Hey, quickly before we go, Jay Frey, he was a groundbreaker, and groundbreakers open roads for other people. Who do you think was most inspired by him?
Every other actor of color to follow is in his footsteps, and Denzel Washington said it perfectly in 2002 when you know, he won for Training Day, the 2001 film Training Day. Denzel became just the second black man ever to win Best Actor. Hard to believe it was 38 years later. That is telling on its own. But Poitier was in the crowd that night because he received his Lifetime Achievement Award the same night, and Denzel gets up to deliver his acceptance speech and says, you know, 40 years I've been chasing Sidney, and what do they do? They give it to him the same night. He said, I'll always be in your footsteps, Sidney. And, you know, even kids, I will say, as kids too, Disney movies, you know, you're watching The Lion King, you see Pumbaa say, they call me Mr. Pig. Like, you'll see these quotes, Mr. Tib quotes. It's going to echo down through the generations, and it is just such a huge loss. Sidney Poitier, one of the most graceful, charming, handsome, stellar, awesome actors that we've ever, ever seen.
What a life. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. WTOP Entertainment reporter Jason Fraley.